Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat, episode 652. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Chris, but before we get to that, I do want to thank and tell you about our sponsor today, which is DesignCrowd.com, which helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource, or what's called crowdsource, custom graphics, logos, web designs, all that kind of stuff from designers all around the world. They have more than 500,000 designers from over 100 different countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. So if you want to check out designcrowd.com, just head on over there. Actually, designcrowd.com/askpat is where you want to go for a special VIP offer. So again, check them out. Learn more at designcrowd.com/askpat. Sweet. Now here's today's question from Chris.
Hi, Pat. My name is Chris Olaez, and I have a blog called T-Shirt Design Coach at tshirtdesigncoach.com. And my question is about Facebook. How would you go about managing your friends and family compared to your business associates and your audience? Would you create a separate business account, or would you manage it all in one account? And how would you go about it? Hope to hear from you soon, and just want to say thank you again for all the valuable information that you provide for us. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you calling in. And this is a big question because a lot of people have this same question too. And for me, the way I do it is my Facebook personal account is just for my friends and family. My Facebook page is simply for my business. And I've been able to separate that pretty well, although I will say that there's a ton of people who have been requesting me as a friend on my personal page who are not my immediate friends and family. They've just found me through search or what have you, and are trying to become friends with me that way, and I just typically decline, not to be mean or anything, but I'm trying to really hard to separate my friends and family account with my business account. Now, that being said, I do know a lot of people, especially personal brands, who have their personal account be just their one account for all things, friends, family, and audience. Now, I will say that some people who are your friends or family might not care about all the posts that are there about your business. And you know what? I feel like if you want to go down that route and have it all in one place because you want to be the center of the brand, I mean, that's the big thing. If you want to be the name of your brand and that's your thing, then put it all in one account. It's just a lot easier to do that. For me, if I could go back, I would probably do that again because and do it that way. Just have it all under one account because, as most of you know who have been following Smart Passive Income for a while, you know, Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn is essentially just Pat Flynn. And, you know, yes, the brand name is Smart Passive Income, but it's been difficult to manage the Facebook page because it's a page and business pages don't get a lot of reach, and there's been news at Facebook that they're hardly going to get any reach at all unless you pay, of course, and we've seen this trend already. So that's why I would go that way. Another thing you could do, which is another option you didn't mention, is having like a Facebook group. So specifically for people who are following your t-shirt stuff, you could have a Facebook group, which just lends a little bit more to the community aspect of it, and that's more of a community as opposed to you, again, being the sort of face of the brand. So like I said earlier, if you are the face of the brand and you are comfortable with that, and that's okay that everybody knows that, then you would have one account and that's your thing that you would be known for, and everything would be there, your friends, family, and audience. And I say that if your friends and family aren't interested in that, well, then that's, I mean, it's Facebook and they have an option of, you know, silencing you there. And that's that. So again, it's up to you and how you feel. I think a lot of people have some strong opinions about this. It's not anything that's a big deal to me. That's why I say, you know, just pick and choose whatever feels comfortable for you. And if you're worried about your friends and family seeing your other stuff, then yes, separate it. And if you're not, you know, don't worry about it. So again, I would just make sure that you let your family and friends know if you are going to go that one and all route, that those things are coming, so that you could just at least let them know. And of course, when people stop interacting or if they don't participate or engage in conversations, then they're not going to see your post anyway. I mean, that's how Facebook algorithm works. And that's that. So Chris, that's my opinion, and I hope that helps you, at least gets your gears going for what you could do. If anybody else has any comments about this, feel free to leave a tweet about it. Hashtag AskPat652. Maybe Chris will be following that, and I will be following it just to see what you think about that. Again, to each their own for sure. I don't think one is better than the other. Just make sure that you are clear and not mixed in which one is best, because if you have both but treat one differently than the other one, and it's kind of half and half on each in terms of where your engagement for your business is, well, then you're not going to see any results. But you can have that one page for your business, whether it's a page that you create separately from your friends and family or one that includes that, and you can completely own it and be that sort of trusted advisor, that celebrity that they would all know. So again, Chris, up to you, and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much, everybody. I appreciate you. And Chris, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from Christine Korda to finish off the day. She said, "This is a learning process, and sometimes you have to fall in order to learn things." And I absolutely agree with that. Thanks so much, everybody. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.